Shmos Avi Mari Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pichas, Zeh Nishmos Daniel Shein, Vas Yeshua Falk. Okay, Rabosei. So, today's Shia is about Shabbos Chazon, and specifically about certain things that are done on Shabbos Chazon, or may or may not, that seemingly might project some type of Avelus B'Farhesia. And the question is that a problem of having Avelus B'Farhesia on Shabbos? Like we all know that the minig is that Chazon Yeshayahu, the Haftorah, you read the trap of Eicha. In Chabad, you know, when COVID came, we needed a place to daven. So the Chabad in Washington Heights, Rabbi Kirschenbach, was from the west side. So he let us have a minion before his minion. And he was a Baal Chesed, that he was our Baal Kori also. And we started a year ago Parshas Bamidbar. We went through the whole Torah and we ended in Parshas Balak. That was there. So, and he was very cordial, always. The one thing he was makbid, that he said he won't lay in the Haftorah of Chazon with the Trap of Eicha. It was a Chabad, that's like a big no-no. So he said, if we want to do it, then we could do it, which we did. But he wouldn't, and also the Pasuk of Eicha Asal Vadi Torchem in this week's Parsha, also he was makbid that... So we have to see where that comes from, and what's the mocker? Is it, you know? And then we have a minhag that we sing Lecha Dodi to Elitzion, right, on this Friday night. Right. And the question is that proper also?
You mean the choice of melody?
Yeah. The melody.
Well, people do it on willy-nilly, not just conceptual. You know, I've heard that many times, so not just, I'm talking about
Elitzion.
That tune, it's pretty common throughout the year.
No. Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, only Tisha
B'Av. Tisha B'Av.
Also, don't they do Shal Shudis, you don't do together?
Oh, so we're going to talk about all these.
You seem to be telling the minhag Ashkenaz, the general minhag Ashkenaz, is that an olah during Shabbos of Shiva comes in after Lechadot. The minhag HaChassidim is that once Shabbos, once you get Shlech, you sit for the davening, including Lechadot in Minhag.
Right. Oh, so let's see. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mchal Tisha B'Av be'echad b'Shabbos, like this year, or Shachal b'Shabbos v'nitche, l'achar Shabbos. So we know, usually there's a din of Suda Mafsekes, that the last meal before Tisha B'Av has restrictions, that you can't have basar v'yayin, etc. But this year, it's on Shabbos, so it doesn't have the regular din of Suda Mafsekes, because it's on Shabbos. So Ochel Basar, so on Shabbos, we Ochel Basar v'shos yayin b'Suda Mafsekes. U'mala al shulchano afilu k'suda Shlomo b'eis Malchuso. That's the one thing. In other words, we have to make sure that when we're eating Shal Shudas, the Shabbos, that we stop before Shkia, because you can't eat normally if you started the meal before, so you can eat into the dark, you know, around Shal Shudas. But if Tisha B'Av is, the night is Tisha B'Av, then we wouldn't be able to. So this Shabbos, we don't have the regular restrictions. I mean, Shabbos, you don't have the regular restrictions, Ochel Basar, but even by the Suda Mafsekes, you know, the Suda right before the Tainus, Whereas normally you're not, that's the only time you deen the Gemara that you can't have basar v'yayin. This idea that we don't have meat during the 9 days, or wine, that's only a minhag. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, it only is at the Suda Mafsekeret, and then this year, not even that, that doesn't even apply. So let's look in the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, Ochel Basar, for Asar Limno Mimenu. In other words, you can't. There's also Noah from eating basar. Avogav de ain chiv lechol basar b'shabbes. Right, it's not like there's no chiv. Kol mokom kemish nimna mishum ovel aveir. It was even though maybe there's no chiv to eat basar on Shabbos, but if you wouldn't eat basar this Shabbos because of the availus of the 9 days, then that would be an avera. Even though, where does this come from? So, if you take a look, take a look at the Rav Yoh, page 5, Sefer Rav Yoh. So he writes, He has the counter opinion. The Rav Yoh writes on page 6. Yimikla tisha b'av b'achad b'chad b'shabbata, inami yikla b'shabbata v'nitche b'chad b'shabbata, ochel afilu b'suda mafseches b'asav shos yayin, umal al shalchon afilu b'suda shlom b'shaito, v'yesh nogim she'inam ochel b'suda mafseches b'asav v'ein shos yayin afilu b'shabbos. There's a minute that they won't eat even this year of the Suda Mafsekes Basar Yayin, she'ein chol v'lahalos al shulchanam k'suda shloma. But it says, so there are some people that say they don't eat it, and he writes, ach rosh alasos kei. In other words, he takes the position that you can. In other words, if you want to be machmir and not to have Basar Yayin, I mean, usually most people anyway, Charles Shudas, don't have Basar Yayin, but if this Shabbos you want to say we're not going to have Basar Yayin, so the Rav Yoshit is that you have a right to do so. You have to make a Bar Pir Gofen, yeah. That's Rav Yosh. So who argues? So if you take a look in the that there's other Rishonim that say no, that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. I mean, the Magen Avraham says, he quotes the Torah, Aveira. That's the Torah, that it's Aveira to do that.
To do what?
That if you otherwise would have had meat and saying, well, this Shabbos I'm not going to have meat because as soon as I'm off
sekas. Who is this, Shal Shudas or all of Shabbos?
No, Shal Shudas.
Okay.
Because that's the Suda Mafsekes. And that's quote.
He's the Suda Mafsekes.
Right. I mean, okay, it technically doesn't have the din, but that would be the slot of the Suda Mafsekes.
Are we talking about like having 2 hours before skew instead of.
Right? Yeah, in other words, the question is if the Suda Mafsekes during the weekday, there's an issue to have Basar and Yayin at the Suda Mafsekes. Question is, what if it falls out on Shabbos like it does this year? So then you're allowed to have basar. But what if he wants to be machmir? So the Rav Yoh says, you want to be machmir, not to have basar, you could be machmir. But the Torah, and here, the Shulti Giborim on page 4, says no. V'nir Ali, the line begins, V'nir Ali. V'nir Ali, the Kevin Shanimna Milechol Basar Lishtos Yayin, Mishum Ovel, Osu Hula Soso B'Shabbos. The line that begins the nearly Vav Nun Lamed, the nearly, he says that if somebody would do that and say, no, I'm going to be extra screw, careful, I'm not even going to have Bus of Yayin at the Shalosh Shudas this Shabbos. It's Aveiru Hu B'Yado. Where the Rav Yoah says, no. Yoah says, if you want to be Machmir, quote, Machmir, and not have a Bus of Yayin at Shalosh Shudas, so, Tavo, you know, Rishus B'Yado. As opposed to the other opinion that says no.
Russian.
Yeah.
Well, the Magen Avraham says in Chiyuv Lechol Basar B'Shabbos. So how do you do Onik Shabbos? Isn't that with Basar?
No, I mean usually assume Simcha is Basar, and Onik is a question whether that.
Okay.
And then the Magen Avraham and the New Dalit says Mikol Malkum Yeshiv V'Davas Nefesh. Shelo yinhog b'simcha, v'chein lo yeshev b'sudas chaverim. He said, in other words, usually shalosh shudas you eat with a bunch of people. So he says that you shouldn't lo yeshev b'sudas. Normally, at a regular sudas mafsekes, we sit on the floor. We don't have a zimun. We keep away from everyone. But this year we're allowed to eat meat, and you want to be machmir. That was the machlokes between the Rav Yoah and the others. But the Magen Avraham says it's still you shouldn't sit with a chevershaft. You shouldn't have a whole sudas chaverim. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So comes the Bechor Shor, on page 27. There's the new printing of the Torah Shor.
How about a kiddush? Do you have a kiddush?
Oh, so let's see. So the Bechor Shor, the Tvor Shor, page 27, going over to page 28. Yeah, page 28. Look on the fifth line. I am the Magen Avraham. If Chal Tisha B'Avecha B'Shabbos or Shachal B'Shabbos V'Nidche, Lo Yeshe B'Suda Shlishas B'Shabbos B'Mesibas Chaveir. V'Yesh L'Dmoad, Masha Rachad Afilu B'Chol Mutter, actually, might. I need version of a latana coming in. Sorry, I feel might be so. So came in the Mucha Khan, the Zahia in a veilus, Marsh and might have a Magim Eslo came also Bashabis. The horror that that the horror is also to do that on Shabbos. And he says, and what the Magen Avraham says, she isha bedava nefesh, that he had to have a lady. So he argues what we said before in the Magen Avraham that it's no, if you every Shabbos you have Shalosh Shudas with a group of people, so this Shabbos you also should have it with a group of people, or else it's Avelos Mefarhesia. But the Magen Avraham, Afal Pikein, the Magen Avraham writes,
why? If you don't have it with a group of people, it's not Avelus Befarhesia, it's in private.
That's the fact that you're not having it with the group. That's what makes it.
Because you do this every week. This is your cover.
Do they hear it in the Shalosh Shudas here?
I don't know.
No, usually.
No shul is really not.
I think what you do is you
dive in
early and then you go home and eat usually.
Yeah, because you have a bigger meal.
This is exactly the case he's talking about, but every week they do it. Right. This week they know that it's available as a joke.
Right, so, but you have the Magen Avraham permitted it. Right, the Magen Avraham says.
What did the Rechaim say now? What?
What
were the different Rechaim say? That's not safe.
Yeah. One second. Now, the Magen Avraham, he's pointing out, he doesn't mean to argue with the Magen Avraham. He means the Magen Avraham is talking about when you don't normally have Sudas Chaverim, so you shouldn't dafka this Shabbos. For some reason, you can have a Sudas Chaverim, then you shouldn't do. But if you normally do, then he's saying that you should.
Yeah.
Well, but it's interesting. The Rav Yah says that if you want to be machmir not to have basar, then you can be machmir. Even
well,
though
it sounds like it's our choice, really. How come
but the others say, but the Shulta Gibbarim says no, it's not right, because you shouldn't be machmir to have a velus on Shabbos.
You also be machmir to have basar on Shabbos to have sitzah.
But this is at Charles Shudas.
What?
This is at Charles Shudas.
Is there any reason to say that you have a regular Shabbos with fruit fish, but this one you should have new tops of meat?
In other words, should you go away if you wait to have more than you normally have?
But if you normally don't have meat on Shalosh Shudas, you know, like most people, I think,
right.
that's not a problem to just have what you normally have, you know?
To have what you normally have is fine.
Right.
The question is, if you, dafka, not, but if you sometimes would and sometimes wouldn't, and now you're going to go out of your way, dafka, not to, so then...
Can it really be an Avera if it's all so internal? Like the action looks exactly the same. Somebody who's just not having it stum and somebody who's not having it because they have in mind, you know, it seems like a gray area that the two people could be
well,
doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah, right. And yet one could be that's the Sav Sofer says that's the last pasuk in Kohelis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yovid b'Mishpat Al Kol Nelam. That two people are doing the exact same thing. For one person, it's an avera, or it's a mitzvah. For one person, because they have different kavanas and different things. Yovid b'Mishpat Al Kol Nelam. Even on the well, but take a look now on page 7. The Rav Yah says another interesting thing. Says the Rav Yah. So this, you see, it's interesting that this minhag that we read Chazon Yeshayahu in the Nigun of Eicha goes back to the Rishonim. So Rav Yashiv pointed out people can't just people want to say, oh, we don't like this minhag. Okay, you know, it's not so simple. This is a minhag kadmo to do Chazon Yeshayahu b'nigun eicha. It's already the Rav Yos says. It was interesting. The Rav Yos is the one who said that if you want to be machmir, not to have the basar, you can be machmir. So he seems not to be so concerned with the avelus aspects on Chazon Yeshayahu on Shabbos Chazon.
At least the meal.
Yeah, he says if you want to. It could be he would. He says if you want to be Monea, Mishum Avelis, so you can. Be Monea, not to have Basar.
Well, it's Basar. For most people, the Varn Shabbatina. Haftarah
is Mefarhesi.
Mefarhesi,
by definition. Now, he's not the only Rishon to say this Chiddush. There's a Beferish Rivosh, page 9. Don't go over to page 10. You see, the question is like this.
It wasn't a Kiddush, right? He was a pretty early Bishop.
Well,
Rav
Yah. Yeah. So it goes back a long time. Now, the Rav Yah has the Rivash rather, has a tshuva on the following. What's a halacha? The halacha is that a person who is called up for maftir, so he goes, he gets an aliyah first. Why is he getting an aliyah? He's called up to read from the Nevi'im. Why is he getting an aliyah? because it's a gnai that he's only going to the Navi, not to the Torah. So al kovar haTorah, he takes an aliyah also. But what happens if he already got an aliyah? You already got an aliyah, and you want to give him mafter. So does he have to now get an aliyah? Well, he got Ravi. So does he have to? So maybe not. But normally there's halacha that you can't just go up. It's a gzeira mishum. You know, nechtasiv yosef, people are not going to know that you got that previous aliyah. Oh, so he has a question like this. On page 10, the fourth line on the left side. V'kara mikra sheyom Shabbos chazon lo haya misha yodei lahaftir ele echad sh'ola b'kriyas haTorah. They were looking for mafta. I guess the Gabbai wasn't so, you know, Gabbai's today already have it worked out, you know, from before. But the guy who already got Ravi was the only one who could do the Haftorah. And why is he the only one that could do the Haftorah? So he's going to explain, because the Haftorah is done in Eicha. And not everyone, So lo yam yedel haftir, ele echad sh'ola b'kriyas haTorah. So the question is, should he get the, does he need to get an aliyah? He already got the aliyah. He got already got a previous aliyah. So maybe he could just go up and this is quoted in the Magen Avraham, this Rivash. Take a look on page 8. You Zifkot and Yudal. Kudin b'Shabbos haChazon. Afilu nimtza misha yodeh lahaftir. Rak shelo yada lekonen kanohog dina hachi. Chaymash b'rivash. He says that's probably pshat in the Rivash. Because all of a sudden they couldn't get somebody who knows how to do the maftir. Because so the Magen Avraham explains that's probably the pshat in the Rivash. That they that not everyone knows how to do Eicha so well, so therefore, but the only one who did it, who knew how to do Eicha, was someone who already got an aliyah. So now, does he? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It depends whether you see imlodim tzah. Look in sif. Hey, imlodim tzah misha yodei lahafir ela echel meosum shalolu lekros b'Torah. Ukvar Amr Shlich Sibo Kadish Acha Kriyas HaParsha. So Zeh Sherotze V'Haftir Tzarech Lachzo Likros Baruch Ala Kriya. So he has to, if they already said Kadish and now he's calling up Maftir, so then he has to get another Aliyah. But if you didn't say Kaddish, then not. Hello, my Kaddish, Yaftir Misha Olo Lishvi, in Yodea. Yimisha Chem Sheyodim Laftir, Lo Yaftir Misha Olo Kvar. So it's better, you know, but the whole discussion here was about this Truvas Rivosh, was about Dafkin Shabbos Chazon. And you see that in the time of the Rivosh, the way the Magen Avraham is explaining, that it wasn't so easy to find someone to do the maftir. That's why the shaila arose. Can you give the aliyah to someone who already got an aliyah to do the maftir, and he won't have to go up again or not, because of the minig of the Rav Yah, that the minig was to be mekayin.
And the eldest minig to be so choshev that they asked the
shaila. Right. They weren't just going to machavek the minig. Yeah.
Is it a situation if someone makes a mistake?
What?
And having the guy come up first and then, oh, wait, he had the mafter, wait, why did I do this? Is this a mistake somebody made?
The Gabbai gave him the lead, and the Gabbai wasn't thinking. There was, a good gabbai today knows exactly who should get maftir. He walks into shul, he already sizes up the situation. Who he's going to give maftir to, who he's going to give, you know. But this guy, maybe he was thinking he was going to give someone maftir. Oh! And then he's the guy who knew how to do the Chazon Yishayahu, he already got Revi. So, now, should he, or not?
Well, the question is, how to rectify the mistake is what it's saying.
Right, but as Rabbi Ginsburg just said, but the Yisoid HaDvarim was the whole reason that it was a mistake. And maftir, anyone, yeah, we could do the maftir, but to do...
America,
yeah. Right, but Chazon, even today, Chazon, it's not everyone who is comfortable to get the maftir from Chazon. Oh, and this is quoted also, there's a famous sefer of the Mogad Avos, of the Meiri, who he defends certain minhagim that were critiqued. What was the minhag that he defends?
Did we always have this material, or this was discovered?
You can check in your phone. Well, it does have a phone. But this is a very chashuv sefer. Shecht likes to call it a sefer. Page 13. The Miri says, Anu nogim lomar avinu malkeinu b'chol aser simei tshuva. That the minhag is to say Avinu Malkeinu during Aser Shemei Tshuva Af B'Shabbos Shebehem.
Yeah,
V'hei Mochim. Some people protested Shalom Omro B'Shabbos Malkein, unless it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which we still have the minhag that we don't say Avinu Malkeinu Shabbos, but it says Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Then he understands. So he's going to defend this minhag of saying Avinu Malkeinu during the Aser Shemei Tshuva every day, during the Aser Shemei Tshuva, even on Shabbos. He says, "Who sha'anu nogim lomar Avinu Malkeinu b'Shabbos shal Rosh Hashanah shal Aser Shemei Tshuva ein einim nogim kein." Yeah, he writes here in the footnote. Manig Hilchas Roshon Hevi Machlokes Al Kol Aser Shemei Tshuva Zo B'Tzarfas U'B'Pervansir Nogu Lomar Roshon V'Yad Kibar Avinu Malkeinu V'Lo Nogu Kal B'Sfarad. Right. So in Spain they didn't. In France they did. So he's defending the minhag of. As Rav Shechter pointed out, he's defending those minhagim of Tzarfas of Provence. So he says, "How can you do it?" And heina inam nogim kiv mitzovchim aleinu hecha temes palim mishabes tefilas shel shelas srochav shel adam. How can you do that?
So that's the parallel singing with the hecha trop on Shabbos.
We'll see. So he says, "You're right." Namti lehem. So this is what I said back. Normally you're not supposed to ask bakashas on Shabbos and Yontif. So that was the question. How did you have them?
Not the yatzar, you say.
The nerve.
Shabbos, every Shabbos is Shabbos.
No, but that's we say that in Musaf and Yantif also. No, so that's different. Like Rav Shechter once said from Rav Moshe Feinstein that Ruchnius Bakashas we do Ritzevenu Chaseinu Chachenu Mitzasecha, those things. But for Shleima Cholay Amecha. And all the things that we say in Avinu Malkeinu.
Saying it for somebody else, tefillah for health for somebody else, spiritual. These real things.
So if it's all the Latino.
Oh,
who's that? Shit,
Talino.
What's that?
That's start.
So what does he say? He writes, what's going on?
The internet connection is down. It's not going to reconnect.
It's not going to reconnect?
Nah, the internet connection went down for some reason.
Okay, so should I...
I guess maybe continue on. I'll try to work on it.
Okay, so this is... So what's the answer? So he says... are times of tshuva. He says, normally we don't ask Bakashas Trochav the first three brachas, and here he says, Achrein Ulchayim, all these things, but it's a man of tshuva. So, Mamela, that's included in tshuva, is all these things that we say. Rami Adusha says we turn into the tshuva. Three boy called me at Philos. Yeah. So. Hutr the Shai Yom Tovim, Khan Hutru Bam, Varshul Hutru. Khan Nogal Rover Gonam Hosif. In other words, if it's time of tshuva, then it's not out of character to ask.
It's the season.
It's the season of Vakashus. So the Mela. I'm sorry, Rosa. We're on page 13. So the Meiri is defending the Minog. Of to say Avinu Malkeinu during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, even on Shabbos, and even on and he says because it's a season of, during Tshuva you can be marbe bakashos and things like that. And then he writes on page 14, Kei Kosov Al Goinim, Avol Pi Shabbos Nesar B'Chol Minei Hesmon. And even though Shabbos, he gives a parallel. But even though you can't do kinos on Shabbos and Hesped, the Shabbos Eicha, meaning Shabbos Chazon, he tiru lekonim betzibur derech achna u'shviras yetsev. You need sheish meschiras kurban v'tonil tzarish yirubozo zman chayim v'shorshe atshuva. Because this is also
season
of tshuva of Tisha B'Av is also a time for tshuva. So then. We can do all types of things that can be order tshuva, even on Shabbos. So he brings a parallel to the old minhag of saying Avinu Malkeinu on the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, even on Shabbos, to this minhag of saying Eicha, to doing the Haftorah, the Eicha, even on Shabbos. So even though not everyone agreed, but so. So what you see over here is an unbelievable thing that Ezra Yashiv said. He didn't say you shouldn't just say, oh, we're not going to do this minhag. But this minhag comes back to the Rishonim. you know, some people, you know, okay, I'm sure Chabad minhagim usually also are very old minhagim as well, but not as old as the Rishonim, right? But it's interesting that it's in the Magen Avraham. Most people think, oh, it's a, you know, it's an easy, you know, people have this thing, oh, you have to, this is a minhag kadmonim. This is a minhag kadmonim to say this. It's interesting that the Soros Tshuva, page 16, that's the Chasam Sofer's grandson. One of my favorites for him. You know, he was killed in the concentration camp at age 95.
Jesus?
The Soros Tshuva, page 16. Yeah. The Chasam Sofer's grandson, right, Rav Elie?
Yeah.
We're talking about the Soros Tshuva now.
Yes.
Heinekel. He was 95 and he was killed in the concentration camps.
That's right.
So he has a pshat, maybe on Derech Hadrush or whatever, why it's appropriate on Shabbos Chazon to publicly say Eicha, the Chazon Yeshayahu in the Tune of Eicha. He says, "Halo Kaimel on the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Ainu Docha Shabbos." Right? You can't build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. The Shabbos Chamir Kedushosa BiBinyan Beis Hamikdash. He came Amalim Sablim B'Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. In other words, the Tisha B'Av Shechal is for Shabbos, not like this year. But Tisha B'Av would fall on Shabbos, would be a Nidche. Still, Dvarim Shebetzina, according to some Shitas, are knowing on. Can have relations and things like that on that Shabbos, where even though you're not going to observe Tisha B'Av that Shabbos, you can push off till Sunday, but still it's the ninth of Av. And he says, and what about Minag Ashkenazim? Shemarim Avelis Befarhesia B'Shabbos Chazon? Shu Shabbos Kodem Tisha B'Av. The Doch Olam Shemalevei Mislablim, Halo Chazin Larban Kishai, Sharivu Kenachal Dimbo. The Karm Av Torah. In other words, it was interesting that the last year when we were in the Chabad Shul, he didn't want that we should, you know, that he should do it in the Nigud Eicha. So we had a hush of a person do it, and he was like bawling. Mamish were exactly what he said. Ochidu kenachal dima, the current haftarah, and now. So he wants to. So he says, "Hanani Hashem Yisparach Teres Masbi." Hashem put into my mind an answer. What's the answer? What Pasuk says, "Deil Shomru V'Kitchu Yom Hashabbos L'Chover Yishalayim." Right, the Pasuk Yirmiyah, the Gemara on Shabbos, Chazal tell us that if Klal Yisrael would have been Shomer Shabbos, then they wouldn't have been a Chorban. V'Anu Misablim V'Osim Tshuva Alavon Chil Shabbos. V'Zeh Mikdushas. Also, Hayom Atzma Shemutar, but also Shabbos, because this is Shabbos that we're doing tshuva for the Chorban, for the Chil Shabbos. So therefore, it's mutar because the lack of our Shabbos. So this is the tikkun of for the Shabbos is to show we're doing tshuva for the Chil Shabbos. So therefore, when we're saying it's not just Avelis, the Avelis is the tshuva, like the Miri said, the Avelis is the tshuva. So this is specifically tshuva. The Chil Shabbos.
So what is mutter?
So therefore, one it's mutter to have public avelis on Shabbos Chazon.
Reading Eicha.
It's interesting.
It seems like the.
So it's a mutter Shabbos. Kemo karbonas Shabbos shehim kedushas hayom hazeh. That's part of the kedushas hayom of the Shabbos is to do tshuva. For the Chorban, and the Chorban was that we were Michal Shabbos. So therefore the tshuva is to show our anguish, even publicly. That's what...
It's interesting, the Ashkenazim are bigger on mourning on Shabbos, on Shabbos Chazon, but the Ashkenazim don't say Avinu Malkeinu, whereas the, you know, Chachmei Provence and the Sfarim do say Avinu Malkeinu. On Shabbos. It's like Tarte de Sassari a little bit.
No? What, they say, who says?
We said the Meiri, right?
Well, the Meiri say we were talking about on the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Right, okay, but Raj is the same, we can make differences. But you could, okay. Now, Rav Tziner, this is what Rav Ginzer is saying, Rav Tziner discusses the minhag to sing Lecha Dodi in the Nigun of Eli Tzion. So if you look, Yesh Nogim Shabbos Chazon, minhag Ashkenazim on page 18. Minhag Ashkenazim, Lomer Lecha Dodi b'nigun atzuf. Achein minhag Hasidim, Lomer Charuzei shel Lecha Dodi k'rogel b'chol Shabbos. But the minhag Hasidim is to do Chadodi the same that they would normally, not to do it in the morning tune of Eli Tzion. V'chein kol ha-nigunim azmir is mezarmin to kol ha-shabbos. So he writes here that the Munkacher. I'm going to see the Munkacher has interesting things to say about this Havelis b'farhesia. So he writes here on page 18 in the footnote, Gimel, B'divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is a sefer written by the Munkacher. That's the name of the sefer. It's called Divrei Torah. Chelak Vav. Hevi b'shem agon ha-kodshbal kol aryeh. Shem Mizraim al ha-ashkenazim shem mizamim l'chadodi b'nigun Eli Tzion. That he was upset with the, he complained about the Ashkenazim that they read. So Rav Tzidda says, V'yirinis naitil yashiv min hogam. Because really, the Chadodi is supposed to be said before Knesset Shabbos. So Darkan Hayo, this Palo Ba'od Hayom. He would use the Davin Chadodi before Shkia. A Raish Aminag Ashkenazim Uva, Sha'ova Bala Beis Medrash, Levi Amir Shir Shal Yom, HaShabbos, Chaka Havika, right, that the Ashkenazim, the Ovel would come to Shul before Amir's Shir. Mizmor Shir, they would say Amachum Yenachem, and then they would come in. So most probably that was happening before Shabbos technically started. Achaka Chavi Aveilus Kvar Hesia. Anamli Nizem, Hashenken Anachnum Shem Sual Amach Hashkia, Kvar Chal Kiddush Shabbos, V'chein Shabbim Menagein Lomo Karogim B'chol Shabbos. But Lamaisa, I mean, if we say before what we said, that we're saying the Haftorah to Chazon Yishayahu, so then you could keep the minhag of the Chadodi to Chazon Yishayahu as well. Oh,
but he's saying it's not yet Shabbos, so how can you? So it's not Tisha B'Av, so how can you shter the onig Shabbos by using a sad tune since it's not?
Well, he's saying that maybe the answer is that the Chadodi was said before Shabbos started. So therefore, that's why it was permissible. But maybe today, so he says, but today we all say it later. So he's defending the minhag Hasidim that, yeah. Well, but what about now the discussion of the Big Day Shabbos of the Shabbos Chazon? So the Mordechai quotes here on page 20, Yichein Shabbos Shal Chazon Yishayayim Machlifim Kleim Alaksonis Bulvad. Because they don't put on the regular, they don't change their clothing, just the shirt. But they have the regular clothing, or the weekday clothing. So this is brought down as the minhag of not to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. And that's the Mordechai. And the Mariel, and the Minhagim here, page 22, Big Day Shabbos, Nogu Rabbi Sein, L'shanos K'tas B'Shabbos Shalhazon, Dei Machlif in Kol HaBegadim, Kishar Shabbos, L'haros K'tas Simone Avelos. And the whole discussion, I mean, our minhag is that we don't do that, we change all our clothing for Shabbos on Shabbos Shalhazon, but it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Here, take a look here on page 25, the Ramos says, Afilu b'Shabbos shal Chazon ein machlifim l'lbosh Big Day Shabbos ki im haksonis levad. In other words, we don't put on Big Day Shabbos, only to change the shirt. of a... Yeah. Oh. So the Mukacha is going to say his own chiddush here of why he thinks the Ashkenazim did that, and he says like this, because he's going to quote that same. We had the machlokes, the discussion. If you normally have shalosh shuras, the bechabura, so the Bukhar Shur says a Shabbos Chazon you should also have. Or else it's Avelis B'Farhesia. Right? The Kosha, so if that's true, so then what's this thing about not wearing Big Day Shabbos? The Kosha, Davi Alch Avelis B'Farhesia, the Osa B'Shabbos, and then he quotes the Bukhar Shor that we saw before. The Ayim Bukhar Shor, Mosech is Tainis, Mashakosov, Aldive Maganavam, Shakosov, Nimchal Tishabov, B'Shabbos, Abarisha, B'Shabbos, Loyesha, B'Suda, Shlishas, M'Siba Shal Chaverim, the Tomat, right? The Torah Shor says, what are you talking? In Rogel Bekach, that you always sit with Mesibus Chaverim, Havi Chaverim Befaresia, the Osho Lamayit as Mesibus Chaverim. In Kei Kosher came B'Malbu Shabbos, so if you still have to have regular Shalosh Shuras, so then how all of a sudden you can have Kosher came B'Malbu Shabbos, Shtraimu. Lamisha Nog Bob Shabbos, Lo Yisrael Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos in the Avelo, Nogim Kulam Beilekbo. You should do Lo Yisrael as it's Avelos Befahesha. So this is what he says. And then he quotes different Makoros for that. So he says.
You must see them eat. Shalashudas for Chaverim after the Shkia.
Yeah.
Before the Shkia, nobody sits for Chaverim. So they're supposed to make it early Shalashudas? Or does it make a difference because it's only after Shkia and you can't do it after Shkia?
The Bukhar Shor would say they should make it earlier Shalashudas, probably. Or you could say that maybe it's not before Hesi because he's. But maybe he was. Bukhar Shor would probably say make it earlier Shalashudas. So he says, over here, one second, maybe I didn't zero that line, one second. Oh, here, page 26. Look what he writes. Mashakosu arishoinim kamuvu beramah shalol lachli big day Shabbos. But the Ramah says not to wear big day Shabbos. How can it be? So look what he says. Yeshlomar minag v'medinusam. He says the Ramah. He's talking about his. Because what do they do in Krakow? What do they do in Krakow? What's big day Shabbos in Krakow? Mekorim or zarua mariel eretz kashkenaz. Shalchu behut. They wore a hat. Kam b'Shabbos. It's a yofev v'chodesh lov. So it was a nicer hat, but basically it was a regular hat. Maybe it was a little bit nicer, a little cleaner on Shabbos. Yeah, but feinu nikar l'kol klal ben beged shel kol the Shabbos. He says in Ashkenaz and in Krakow it wasn't. But if you're in a community where you're wearing a strimal on Shabbos, and then you're not going to wear it, that's Aveilus Mefarhesia. So B'meila, he says that so those that were in the community, so it works out very well. The Hasidim, we have the special Deil of which is more out standing out for Shabbos Dick. So therefore, they're going to be more. So if they don't do it, it'll be a vase of rasya. So therefore, they're more makbid on those things.
So what does the term avelus?
The fahesia mean public mourning.
Okay.
So in other words, if you normally wear a strimal and you come to shul, and you're not wearing a strimal. That's going to stand out. So he wants. So the mukacha wants to say that the Ramah can say what he said because. For him, it wasn't so much an Avelis Mefarhesia. And it is.
So then for us, for anybody who doesn't wear, you know, special houses in Chipotle, this is irrelevant. You know, the same reason we don't make a broch anymore on new clothing.
Yeah.
It's not really a big enough commitment between one item and the other.
Yeah.
So the floor, it doesn't matter what you wear.
That's what he's saying. Well, that's how it. And yet, still, we change our clothing. But he's saying that. But the original minhag that they did it was because it wasn't really so bolet. It wasn't so much standing out. So therefore, the Ramah and his Medinos, it was a difference between this hat, that hat, but it was still a hat. It wasn't a shreimel or something that's. So Mela, that's how he is miyashev. Why they did it, even though, but in the other communities where it would really stand out, it would be available for Hesia, then they would never have such a minhag. They only had the minhag in a place where it wasn't so, outstanding of what that is. Okay, so this is, and then there's a discussion about that pasuk in Eicha Esalavadi, but that's also part of the same discussion. So it's interesting that these ideas about whether you should have the regular shalosh shudos, whether you can be machmir not to have meat, whether you lay, but especially the haftorah that minhag we see goes back to the Rav Yoh, to the Rivash. So it's an old minhag, so you can't just be doichet to say, oh, I don't, and then once you say all those things, then the chododi l'chora. You could say without what that even if you say lachadodi late at night, which that's where we usually get to it, it'll still be.
So the echa melody is the matir for the other melody.
Yeah, in other words, the echa of the haftorah we saw in the Rishonim already said that. It's already in the early sources.
You can do that. You can do all
the minhag of doing that.
Right.
Gives you.
Right. So then we have to say, how does it work? So the Saras Shuva gave the Svara, and then we saw the Meiri, the amount of Shuva, and then so all these different.
So are you going to have meat for Shal Shudas?
My wife asked me what I want to. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they never usually have meat for
sure. Speaking of meat for Shal Shudas,
yeah.
Could it be a problem to Dafka?
Yeah, so that's. So we saw that there was a machlokes about whether if a person says he wants a knot. So we saw a machlokes here where the Rav Yoh says he's Rishus Biyodo not to have meat, and then others disagreed with him.
The Gemara says
that it's mutter. So the Gemara says it's mutter. The question is mutter? Does that mean the Chiv say he doesn't want to do it? Or, the Gemara says it's mutter. So that was the machlokas we saw earlier in the Shir. And the machlokas to Rav Yoh. Okay, you're going to see inside when we did it before that the Rav Yoh says on page. 6, what we saw before, he says, "Yesh nogim she'ein ochel mesudah masach basa, she'ein choval alos al shulchanu kesudah shlomach." Rasha lasos kim. That's the, so. That was the machla. And the others say no. The Shulchan Gibarim says, if you're going to do it, that you're not going to do it because you don't want to do avelus. Then it's a aveira ubiyata. He says no, it's not an aveira. You have the right to do it. Doesn't mean you're mechuyev to do it. Okay.
Do you have to be careful about having a bigger shalosh shudos because of hachana, like that? You do want to fill up before the fast, but maybe you can't say it out loud or something like that.
Yeah, but it's okay. You can say like the marshak that hachana is only if you want to save time. The marshak says, as I want to do the dishes on Shabbos afternoon because I don't want to do it. But I'm going to save time. That's hachana. But here you're not doing it to save time. You're doing it because
right. There's
no, you have no alternative. So you're not going to be able to eat later.
Right.
Okay.
doing. Rabbi, what do you feel about learning Shabbos?
Yeah, we make all we learn, you know. Yeah. Okay, because Bracha should.
Rabbi Simon.
Yeah.
Rabbi Simon.
Yes.
Is there any Indian on a regular year when Tisha B'Av is all that on Shabbos, but is nidcha to Sunday to be noyig avelus b'tzino?
Yeah. That's what we saw. That's the Rav says.
But which aspects of it though?
Like Tashmish Amita, things like that.
Is it only Tashmish Amita? Because the Mitzvah Brewer seems to say that washing your hands and other stuff is not considered available.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, okay, but this year it's not Nogaya. This year it's not Nogaya. Okay, we should be Zocher to the Nechamas Sion of Vinyan Yerushalayim. Should all be well, and Bez Hashem, after Tisha B'Av, we'll continue. We have a minion here, so we can say Rabbi Hanani ben Akacha Omer, Ratzach of Rachel Zachas Yisrael, Fichah Hirbal of Torah, Mizzo Shanema, and Rachoves Lamanzi.